Iowa GOP governor to give voting rights to 60K felons after meeting with ACLU, Black Lives Matter. By John Binder on June 16, 2020. Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is set to give voting rights to about 60,000 convicted felons in time for the 2020 presidential election after meeting with the George Soros-funded ACLU, the NAACP, and Black Lives Matter activists. For years, Reynolds has attempted to restore voting rights for felons immediately after they serve their prison sentences but has failed in the state's Republican-controlled legislature. Now, Reynolds says she will sign an executive order to give voting rights to about 60,000 felons before this year's election. President Trump won Iowa by less than 148,000 votes to Democrat Hillary Clinton. "We're working on that right now, sitting down with various groups, listening to what they think is important, what is contained in that executive order," Reynolds said during an interview with Radio Iowa. Reynolds said she has met with the Soros-funded ACLU, the leading open borders advocacy organization, as well as the NAACP and Black Lives Matter activists, a group that is currently demanding police departments be defunded. "We have an important election coming up. We're working on the language to see what that looks like. But hopefully, it would mirror what we would put in a constitutional amendment so that we could be consistent in what we're trying to do," Reynolds said. Reynolds previously failed to pass an amendment to the state's constitution that would automatically give felons their voting rights back after they completed their sentences. Reynolds said even after she signs the executive order, she will push the state legislature to codify the policy into law. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.